through the written word and the spoken word, may we know your living word, Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Amen. 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 I noticed in the news this week that space scientists have seen a cave on the moon which could possibly offer a place where humans can live. It says it is at least 100 metres deep. It could be an ideal place for humans to build a permanent base. And apparently countries are racing to establish a permanent human presence on the moon. But as well as the usual human needs, they will also need to protect astronauts from radiation, extreme temperatures, and space weather. Apparently, the moon humans, that is the name I've decided for them, although it doesn't run off your tongue very well, does it? Moon humans. Will probably need to abseil in and to use jetpacks or lift to get out of the cave. So it made me think, what are humans' needs? The United Nations say our basic needs are to have access to basic services and assistance in health, nutrition, washing, food, shelter, energy, education, as well as domestic items and specialised services for people with specific needs. And our human rights, the United Nations say, include the right to life and liberty. Freedom from slavery and torture. Freedom from opinion, freedom to have opinion and expression. And the right to work and education. And there were many more, but they did not list them. They just said there are many more. Freedom of opinion and expression is also spoken about in other definitions as a feeling of belonging, development of self-esteem, and realising our full potential. So there's lots of things in looking after a human being. In our first reading, we hear about the role of a shepherd leading God's people. Of course, the care of a sheep, a flock of sheep, was very familiar to the people of the time Jeremiah wrote his words. So what do shepherds do? Well, they keep the flock together, keeping them on good pasture, finding new pasture when needed. The shepherd attends to them, heals them, helps to fulfill their needs in recognizing the needs they have as a flock and individually. And the needs of a sheep, well, they need food, protection from harm, physical attention to keep them healthy. It is interesting to see that one lonely sheep had somehow survived on that beach in the Scottish Highlands. Did you see that? A few years ago, a sheep had somehow got stranded on a secluded beach for 2 years and was finally rescued by local farmers who abseiled down the cliffs and hoisted her back up. She was okay, her coat was very overgrown, but she had survived. And that is unusual. Sheep usually live in flocks. And as humans, well, we usually live in communities of some size with some sort of leader, like a shepherd in our life. Here in the UK, we're trying to get to grips with our new government, our new political leaders. Well, they are trying to get to grips with the reality of what they promised us before the elections and the reality of putting that into practice. And the race for the USA's president is underway. And we can see all the difficulties of that leadership unfolding and the problems with whoever they vote in. All of us are on some sort of journey being led by someone. I think that is why it's so easy to look back to our childhood and think life was just so easy. We were led, hopefully, by someone kind and caring, but we had little choice. Then later, when choice begins, we start to look for who to follow and get bombarded by all sorts of things. Fashion, sport, music, TV, film celebrities, people we admire and want to be like. an icon, a person, you know, someone that we admire for their influence or significance, it says, in their particular world. An icon is someone we just might like to be like. Now, not all of these are bad influences. Not all icons that we look at or people we follow are bad, of course. It could be that we want to follow in a very well-respected person or profession, or indeed follow a much-loved family friend or family member. So who are our leaders in our lives? Someone said to me recently that I am their leader, and I said, oh, hang on, watch out, because I don't know much more than anyone else here. But I appreciate I have a role in the church that does cover some sort of leadership. But I am on a journey too, along with the rest of you. And our greatest leader that we ever had here on earth is Jesus. And it was Jesus that God was pointing to in Jeremiah when he said he will send a leader from the branch of Jesse, a descendant from David. We spoke last week about the importance of family and ancestry. Jesus is the Son of God, born of the human Virgin Mary, who married Jesus' adopted earthly father, Joseph. And both Mary and Joseph have ancestry links back to David. They were distantly related, which was quite common for people marrying at that time. And it's not uncommon even today, of course. We haven't sung, we're going to sing a song in a minute, "The King of Love, My Shepherd Is." And that is Jesus, the King of Love. Our shepherd who came to lead us on this earth, to point us to God. And he taught us many things. The need to love each other, to have compassion on our neighbours, to tend to the sick and those in need. In our gospel reading we had today, Mark verse 34, it says, "As he went ashore," as Jesus went ashore, "he saw a great crowd and he had compassion for them because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things." He taught us to look to God, and Jesus continually pointed to God, his Father, our Father. And the people followed him because they felt his great love and care for them in his healing, him just being with them, and the hope he gave of them of leading them to the promised land, to a better life ahead. And he walked beside them as a shepherd through the good and bad times. And when the time came for Jesus to leave the earth, when he had to go to the cross, he left the disciples, that was the beginning of the church here on earth, and he promised to send us a helper so we would not be left as orphans, as it says in John's gospel. He sent us the Holy Spirit. So our shepherd, now in the heavenly realm, is still actively looking out for us, walking by our side through our teachings that we have in the Bible, which is why it's so important for us to read the Bible now and again and to learn through it, why it's so important for us to pray and have conversations with Jesus, who is listening to us. And through the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives, is always keeping us on track, on the right track, away from danger. And through us, fellow Christians, as a family, as a community, as we look out for each other, helping those around us in need and those near and far who are in need, mourning with those who are mourning the loss of a loved one, and rejoicing when it is time to celebrate. So who are our leaders? Well, it is a big question. Our icons, our leaders of fashion, etc., well, they're transient. They will go with time, as will aspirations of leading the race to get to live on the moon. Not that I would ever want to do that, or be the leader of the UK's government or a USA president. Thankfully, someone wants to do those things. And these earthly aspirations are worthy, but they do not need, but we do need to have an overall direction in our life. Something which will ground us, that points us beyond these transient gains that we have on earth. That is where our good shepherd comes in. He leads us to good pasture, keeping our heads up as he looks out for us. It says he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. Jesus is our faithful shepherd, leading us to the promised land. Amen.